This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issues 6 different ordinances. Unity General Convention of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party starts in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Sharbadur Dewa stresses on unity among political parties on issues of national interest. Health Ministry appeals all not to travel abroad until absolutely necessary, citing threat of new COVID variant. And India delays resumption of international flights, citing threat from Omicron variant of COVID-19. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issued 6 ordinances yesterday. In a statement, the Office of the President informed that on recommendation of the Council of Ministers, the President issued the ordinance form to amend the Act Against Sexual Violence, ordinance form to amend the Act on Criminal Procedure, ordinance related to Nepal Police and Province Police First Amendment, ordinance on acid and other hazardous chemicals, ordinance on Social Security First Amendment, and ordinance on railway. Prime Minister Sharbadur Dewa has invited domestic and foreign investors to invest in Nepal with confidence, claiming environment conducive for investment has been created in the country. Addressing the Silver Jubilee of Society of Economic Journalists Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa vowed to protect the investments and properties of the investors. He also pledged to speed up revival of the country's economy on post-pandemic era. Similarly, Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma stressed the need for increasing capital expenditure and using new technologies for development and updating laws and acts as per the demand of the time. Prime Minister Sharbadur Dewa has stressed the need for making higher education scientific and practical, addressing the 11th Senate of the Midwestern University in Kathmandu yesterday. Prime Minister Dewa said university curriculum should be revised as per the demand of time for producing skilled human resources. General Convention of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party started in Kathmandu yesterday. Top leaders of various political parties expressed their best wishes for the success of the General Convention of the party. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of Unity General Convention of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Prime Minister Sharbadur Dewa stressed on the need for unity and consensus among all political parties on national issues. Also speaking on the occasion, CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal, CPN UML Senior Vice Chairperson Ishwar Pokhrel, among other leaders, stressed on forging a common understanding on national concerns regardless of their political differences. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chair Duo Kamal Thapa and Pashupati Samsir Jabara said the General Convention would further strengthen the unity in the party. The Ministry of Health and Population has appealed all not to travel abroad until absolutely necessary. The appeal was made in the wake of the spread of Omicron variant of COVID-19. Although the Omicron variant has not been detected in Nepal yet, the ministry has urged all Nepalese to observe precaution against the COVID-19 variant. Issuing a press statement yesterday, joint spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the new variant was very contagious and it would infect people of any age group. The ministry has also urged all to get vaccinated against COVID-19 at the nearby vaccination centres. A total of 360 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. Likewise, 259 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Similarly, 3 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,529 in the country so far. Nepal is importing additional doses of COVID-19 vaccine under the COVAX facility. According to the Department of Health Services, the Serum Institute of India has made a shipment of 972,000 doses of the vaccines to Nepal. The department further informed that the vaccine would receive additional 600 doses of Covishield under the COVAX on the 8th of December. Likewise, Moderna anti-COVID-19 vaccines for children will be arriving on coming Friday, which is tomorrow. The department said 188,000 doses of Moderna vaccines have been procured from the United States. The Supreme Court began a lottery system to fix the cause list from yesterday. 11 benches were assigned yesterday to conduct hearings on 217 cases. Law experts said the practice would promote fair hearing as an alternative to the automation system as in Sri Lanka and in the European nations. South Korea is providing financial assistance worth 800 million rupees to Nepal for the establishment of the state-of-the-art building of Cyber Bureau. Secretary at the Home Ministry, Tek Narayan Pandey, and Korea International Cooperation Agency Country Director Shungon Ko signed the agreement in Kathmandu yesterday. The Home Ministry said the financial assistance would be utilized for setting up a digital forensic lab, procuring equipment related to cybercrime investigation, and for the capacity building of the offices. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Nepali Congress has elected party president in 62 district committee under its 14th General Convention. The party's election commission informed that the party's General Convention representatives from the respective districts have also been elected. As per the party sources, district convention has been completed in all districts of province number 1 and Karnali. However, district leadership of party has not been elected in all districts of province number 2. Nepal Civil Aviation Authority has started free bus shuttle service from the terminal building to the Golden Gate of the Trivandrum International Airport. The authority has also set up an area where the laborers flying for the foreign employment could relax. The services were inaugurated by Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Prem Bahadur Ale amid a function yesterday. Chief Minister of Karnali Province Jeevan Bahadur Shahi received vote of confidence yesterday. Province Assembly Speaker Raj Bahadur Shahi announced that Chief Minister Shahi received 22 votes in the Province Assembly of 35 members. During the voting process, the members of the opposition party CPN-EML were absent in the meeting. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. India has delayed resumption of international flights in view of the emerging threat from the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Office of the Directorate General of the Civil Aviation of India said, with the emergence of new variants of concern, the situation was being closely watched in consultation with all stakeholders. It has further said an appropriate decision indicating the effective date of the resumption of the international flights will be notified soon. India was preparing to resume the international flights from the 15th of December. The World Health Organization has said people who are unwell or vulnerable should delay travel if they are not completely vaccinated. The BBC cites WHO's travel advisory that people over 60 and those with conditions like heart disease, cancer and diabetes should avoid travel as to avoid infection from the Omicron variant of the COVID-19. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the western high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. President Bidyadevi Bhandari issues 6 different ordinances. Unity General Convention of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party starts in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Shyamabhadradeva stresses on unity among political parties on issues of national interest. Health Ministry appeals all not to travel abroad until absolutely necessary, citing threat of the new COVID-19 variant. And India delays a resumption of international flights, citing threat from the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.